Welcome to the Trinity Reformed Church podcast. To find out more, check out our website at trinityreformedkirk.com. That's trinityreformedkirk.com.
Our exhortation this morning comes from Matthew chapter 12, verses 10 through 13. Behold, there was a man who had a withered hand, and they asked him, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" that they might accuse him. Then he said to them, "What man is there among you who has one sheep, and it falls into the pit on the Sabbath? Will they not hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value then is a man than a sheep? Therefore it's lawful and to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and it was restored as whole as the other. Much ink has been spilled on the topic of what we can as well as what we should not do on the Lord's Day. We know part of the day should be set aside for worship. This is known in our confession as a work of piety. We want then to know, after the work of piety, how much can I do in addition? What all can I do on the Lord's Day and still be obedient? I don't want to step over that line, but I wouldn't mind getting close to the line, because who wants to sit at home looking at the wall thinking holy thoughts all the time? That's a caricature, but that's somehow, that caricature remains. But when you look at how Jesus spent the Sabbath, we get a different view. Throughout His ministry, we see Jesus healing on the Sabbath, or the word is often making people whole. The word healing and wholeness, the etymology is the same. In this passage, Jesus is criticized for bringing wholeness on the Sabbath. Later on, it actually says in the verse that we did not read, that afterwards the Pharisees were eager to kill Him because He healed a man. We usually focus on the Pharisees, making them the whipping boys of this passage, and understandably so, because it makes us feel a whole lot better about ourselves, because you don't see me criticizing the doctor who works on the Sabbath. I root for him. So we feel really good. I'm not those bad guys. But the neglected commission on the Sabbath, one that our Westminster fathers understood, but we often forget, is the call for us to bring wholeness on the Lord's Day. In addition to works of piety, our confession also calls us to works of mercy. There are people around us who need God's kindness. And Sundays are a great time to extend that kindness. So who do you know who is in need of wholeness? Who is a person or people who are overlooked, who don't receive attention from others? Say someone who is elderly, someone who is homebound in the nursing home or the hospitals. Guess what? There's not a line at the nursing home of people trying to burst down the door to minister to the elderly. Never has been. Ripe for ministry. Doesn't have to be there. There's plenty of other places. In addition to worship and restoration, you know, acts of rest and restoration, ask God to bring to your mind those who are afflicted, who are struggling, and who need wholeness. God has not only given us the ability to see, He's given us His Spirit so that we can then take the gift of the Spirit and minister actively to other people. Now don't take this and turn it into a burden legalistically, something that you have to do. It's like, oh yes, yeah, something else I'm not doing for the Lord. That's not the point. But if He brings across your path someone that you can help, don't worry about whether or not you're actually following the Sabbath or the Lord's Day. Give yourself to this good thing, to this work of mercy. Look for the one who is outside of your comfort zone and show them God's love. Take the Lord's Day and bring wholeness to those.
Thanks for listening. To find out more, check out our website at trinityreformedkirk.com. That's trinityreformedkirk.com.